There's this scene from an Amy Schumer sketch comedy when a cast of actresses over 40, Tina Fey, Patricia Arquette, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, are lamenting over food, how their worth in Hollywood has changed over 40.
Nobody really overtly tells you, but there are signs. How Sally Field was Tom Hanks's love interest in Punchline, and then like 20 minutes later she was his mom in Forrest Gump?
Well, I just had an audition for Mrs. Claus.
You're kidding me.
I read for that part.
I read for that too.
You did?
Our next guest says this would be even funnier if it weren't true. For years now, the industry has been under the microscope for its lack of diversity, not only in race and gender, but also age. Film and TV producer Amy Baer is now working to change that. She's responsible for a number of movies you might recognize, including Nancy Meyers' Something's Gotta Give. And this month, Baer is launching Landline Pictures, a Beverly Hills production company aimed at making movies for the over 50 crowd. And she joins me now. Amy, welcome.
Thank you, Tanya. Happy to be here.
You've been in this business for a while. When you look at Hollywood and its portrayal of older characters, storylines with older characters, what do you see?
I see a really interesting conundrum. Behind the cameras, the majority of people who are decision makers are over 50. And when you see movies that portray older characters as the protagonists, you almost always see a successful film. But these movies tend to become forgotten projects because everybody is chasing younger audiences or four quadrant event movies. So there is a real opportunity to capitalize on an audience that has the disposable resources, time, income, and also is habituated to really go to the movies, to tell stories about their lives, about their phases of life.
That's interesting what you say about films with older characters being successful. It kind of mirrors what we see with racially diverse films doing really well. What is the disconnect in Hollywood?
You know, the reality is that advertising segments are always chasing younger demographics. And that's a function of a legacy perception from decades ago. So you are literally leaving money on the table when you're not making movies for a more diverse audience.
There are some successful examples of shows that are in production, like Grace and Frankie with Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin on Netflix.
You got a computer. You don't even like the smoke detector.
I just don't think it should talk.
What possessed you to get that?
I want to be a part of the conversation.
What does that even mean?
It's like the announcer guy said last night. You Twitter, you hashtag, you Instagram. Why watch alone when I can share with millions of strangers?
And what's interesting about that television show, or that I should say that Netflix series, is that it is one of the longest running series on Netflix. You know, Netflix has a tendency to only produce between 2 and 4 seasons of any one of their series. And that's going on season 7. And that absolutely speaks to the fact that they have a very steady and robust audience for that show.
The thing about it, too, is that, for instance, my daughter and I actually watch and love this show. But I mean, who doesn't love Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin? But what actually makes, from your view, a film aimed at people specifically 50 plus, though, besides the obvious that characters are in that age range? What's the essence of one of the types of films you're hoping to make?
Well, it's a really great question, and I love that you said that you and your daughter watch that show together, because I think it gets to the heart of why these movies are almost always successful, certainly from a financial standpoint. They deal with very big universal life themes, you know, starting over, adventures, second chances. I think that that is why when you watch something like Grace and Frankie with your daughter, yes, it's about two older women whose husbands leave them, but everyone relates to starting over. That's when you're 18 and you graduate high school, you're starting over. When you graduate college, if you graduate college, you're starting over. When you get married, when you become a parent, when you get divorced, these are not things that happen in one segment or one moment or one decade of one's life.
Mm-hmm. This is so fascinating because, you know, I remember some years ago reading how makeup companies, for instance, choose younger models to sell makeup to older women because they feel we don't really want to see our true selves reflected. We want the fantasy. I mean, with that, do you think that not only the, as you've laid out so beautifully, the audience is there, but do you think Hollywood at large is there? Are we ready to really take this on and show a more fuller reflection of who we are on screen?
Wow, that is the essence of the issue. And I would say, as an industry, we are begrudgingly coming to terms with that, in no small part because of all of the energy around wanting to see diverse characters on screen. That diversity isn't just skin color, it isn't just sexual orientation, but it's also age. And Hollywood has a horrendous history of ageism. So I think that as an industry, we are finally coming to terms with the fact that we have to tell stories for and about everyone.
Amy, thank you so much for this conversation.
Oh, of course. My pleasure.